Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so last night we continued our coverage of the polygamist sect, as the term has been bandied about in the mainstream media. These folks, the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, which I kept saying on the air as FDLS. No, it's FLDS. Anyway, the FLDS cult has been raided in Texas, in case you're not aware. They went in a couple weeks ago at this point. And, you know, the cops, the Texas state government folk, went in there, kicked in the door, and literally took 400 kids, 460-something kids, out of their homes and into state custody. And it's, you know, that if that alone weren't tragic enough, it was all done on the flimsiest of pretenses. In this case, a alleged phone call from a 16-year-old girl who was allegedly in the ranch or living on the compound of the FLDS.
The fundies.
Mm-hmm. That's good, the fundies.
Well, the fundies actually generally refers to fundamentalist Christians, so it's probably not fair to bandy about that term.
The LDS fundies. LDS fundies is what they are. And so I say alleged because, well, there has not been, they have not found out who the girl was. The cops have no idea who this person was, unless there's some breaking news that I didn't check right before the show.
I didn't see anything.
So they have no idea. So they had an anonymous phone call that they have no evidence actually even came from the compound. And that was what they used to go in with their crack team of SWAT team people, and there was a standoff, and they took 400 kids out of their home. They ransacked the place. We read a letter or excerpts from a letter from some of the mothers to the governor of Texas begging to be allowed back into their homes and begging to have their children back. Well, the latest on the story is, according to Good Morning America at ABC News, at this point, nearly all of the 139 women from the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints who volunteered to accompany the group's children taken by authorities left police custody late today and headed back to the polygamous sect's rural Texas compound. Now, if you were to just read that first paragraph, would think...
I do sometimes in
right,
the stories.
Right, because normally in the first paragraph of a news story, it summarizes the story, right? You would think that, oh, well, the moms, they've decided to go back home and leave their children to state custody. I mean, if you just read it the way it sounds, but that wouldn't be quite accurate. So what happened was they took the 400 kids.
400 plus kids, right.
Right. And the moms were just standing there as their kids were being taken away, so they decided to follow their kids, you know, to find out where they were being taken, how they were being treated, that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
And they were allowed to do so. And I'm guessing the reason was because the state probably just didn't have the facilities or the staff to handle 400 kids. I mean, normally when DCS or CPS goes and takes a kid, it's a family's worth of kids. You know, four at the most, something
right,
like that. So so they allowed the mothers to come with their children, and now at this point, they are booting them out. So the 416, now apparently it's not 461, it's 416. Now, I've seen that twice in the news. The 416 children were taken into state custody. Let's see, earlier this month, the women went voluntarily to be with their children at that time. Authorities said all the women except those with children younger than 4 years old were told to leave and return to the ranch.
Told to leave.
That's right. They were ordered out.
Yeah, get out. So they left, but they didn't leave necessarily willingly.
Exactly. In fact, maybe this had something to do with the fact that some of the mothers wrote a letter complaining about the treatment of their kids.
I hadn't drawn that conclusion, but
Governor Perry.
I think that it might be an apt one.
That's speculation on my part.
I think it sounds appropriate to me.
But never fear. Texas CPS spokesbureaucrat Marissa Gonzalez said, had something to say about the situation. She says, it's not the normal practice to allow parents to accompany the child when an abuse allegation is made. So, you guys should be happy we allowed them to come with the kids in the first place. This is not our normal practice, and we were bending the rules for these people. That's the position of the state in this case. The women left the children after authorities moved the youngsters to a new shelter following complaints about the conditions of their custody, according to the Department of Child Protective Services. Dozens of buses filled with the children were seen late Monday driving under police escort, where they had been held since being taken from their ranch earlier this month to the local Coliseum, where some children have already been staying. The move comes shortly after a judge indicated she would not make a decision this week on whether to keep the children in state custody or return them to their parents in what is shaping up to be the largest child custody case in state history. So we had reported yesterday that this judge was looking at the case and she was expected to decide. So now she's saying she's not going to make a decision this week, which actually is a decision to keep the kids in state custody. Right? The judge not making a decision leaves the state of affairs as the default, which right. is the 416 kids are staying in the custody of the state government. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line if you want to comment on this and let us know how you feel, because this is an outrage, an absolute outrage against freedom, and it started bad and it just continues to get worse. This story hasn't mentioned that the kids are breaking out with sickness now.
I think the one thing that we need to, make sure that we address here is that there have been many, many, many complaints over the years about this FDLS from, children that used to be there, children that escaped, all that kind of stuff, with mm-hmm. allegations of rape. It's not the first one, allegations of violence, not the first one. And I think to some extent that It makes this less egregious. This is not a good situation. I'm sure all the Texas authorities would tell you that. Look, this is a mess from the get-go. But what are they supposed to do? There's all these allegations out there.
I think they're supposed to have evidence. Real evidence. That would actually stand up in one of their own courts. In this
what
case,
I don't understand
this evidence won't even stand up in their courts.
If they've got allegations of rape from people that have left the FDLS, do I have that right? The FDLS sect. How come one of those people
FLDS
FLDS whatever? What happens if they? Why don't they? One of these people that has been brutalized and raped by their families and this sect. Why don't they step forward and say, look, this group is a bunch of crazy religious loons that are the people that use religion to get what they want and hurt people, and I'm not going to stand for it. Why don't they do that? I mean, that seems to me the
solution. Your question is, why don't the people who've escaped
yes.
come out and say that? Haven't they been saying that?
Then who's listening?
What is it you're asking? What are you?
They did. I mean, they have had people come forward. They convicted Warren Jeffs, who was considered he was the leader of the church.
Mm-hmm.
They convicted him on multiple counts. So there definitely have been cases of abuse that are pretty well documented within the church. But you have to remember that it's just a denomination like any other. So you have different, I don't know if you want to call them compounds, but different groups of people mm-hmm. living all across the
made
United
up of
States
different
Canada.
Individuals.
Right. Yeah. So you can, I'm not going to say you can't infer to a certain extent that you might be seeing the same practices going on from one place to another, but I don't think belonging to this church is enough in itself.
Well,
it sounds like the association with the church is what they were basically using as their reason to go in.
Right, and I don't like that, because any more than any other gated community should go and have all their kids taken away based on a telephone call sounds ludicrous to me.
But if
this compound, this particular group of individuals was doing this, somebody should have stepped forward, a real live abused person should have stepped
from
forward.
From this compound.
From this one, and then they could have brought charges.
So
that
far, none
legit.
Of them.
Legit. It just, it,
so
this
far
is just a mess.
They've had over 100 adult women in contact with the state authority people, and none of them has said anything. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors, roasted to order with gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $8 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order, JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing to discuss the situation from El Dorado, Texas, with the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints Church, the Fundamentalist Jesus Christ Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They have been raided by the, not the federal government, but the Texas state government, the Child Protective Services Division. They have served these women by taking away their children from them, apparently, even though none, 0% of the young people that they have taken, stolen from these poor women, have actually complained about any sort of abuse. 0%. What happened was somebody called up a hotline, an abuse hotline, and probably in the middle of the night, because they left a message, no one spoke with this person. They called an abuse hotline, claimed they were living on this FLDS compound, and claimed they were being abused, claimed they were 16 years old. And that's it. The goons went in and stole 416 children from their mothers and fathers. And now they've made the women leave. The women were originally allowed to come with their kids, which the Texas Department of Children's Services says was bending the rules. Normally they don't allow that sort of thing. So now they're cracking down again on the rules, and they're getting with the program, and these women have been forced out.
They cracked down on the rules because somebody, the women complained about, the treatment. They wrote the governor, and it sounds to me like those two might very well be connected.
Could very well be. Here is more of an update. This is from the Associated Press at about 5 o'clock today. State officials defended their decision to suddenly separate mothers from many of their children taken in the raid a couple weeks ago in West Texas. Texas Children's Protective Services spokesbureaucrat said the separation was made on Monday after they decided that children are more truthful in interviews about possible abuse if their parents are not around. When state troopers and child welfare officials seized 416 children from the compound, 139 women accompanied them on their own and had been allowed to stay until Monday when they were driven back to the compound. Only women with children under 5 were allowed to stay. They said that they had made this decision after much discussion with experts. We believe their treatment at home if a parent wasn't present. The mothers have complained. I don't know what that statement means. It doesn't make sense. The mothers,
sounds like they dropped a word somewhere.
Yeah, the mothers have complained that the state deceived them, but Meisner, the bureaucrat, said the situation was explained, and while there were tears, the operation went smoothly. Well, what did you expect them to do? Jump on the people and tackle them and, choke them for trying to take you away from their kids? I mean, you're lucky that didn't happen, but of course all you're going to get is tears as they file out obediently into the cars for you to drive them away.
Well, that's how people deal with the state. Now, I can see why they wouldn't want to have the mothers in the interview room when the children are talking to counselors or psychologists or whatever these bureaucrats are. But they could, wherever it is they're housing them, someplace called the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. they could let the mothers stay at the Coliseum,
sure.
Take care of the kids, and then interview them singly without the. That way they don't have the alleged abuser right in the room glaring at them, making sure that they don't give the wrong answer. But
I would imagine that's what they were doing.
I would totally imagine that's what they were doing. I'm just saying that I don't go for their reasoning for kicking the moms out.
Although the bureaucrat called the decision typical, in any case her agency works every single day, she also ticked off a list of obstacles making the seizure of more than 400 children from the polygamous sect anything but typical. She said welfare officials still can't find birth certificates for many of the children, making...
They probably don't have birth certificates, that's why.
Yeah, making parentage and age determinations impossible. She said many of the children don't know who their parents are, and many have the same last name but may or may not be related. She said it's a difficult process. Authorities raided the sect. We're supposed to feel sorry for the state.
I guess.
In this case. Authorities raided the sex ranch more than a week ago in response to the allegations that we discussed earlier. And so there you go. The mothers say here that it feels like someone is trying to hurt us, said Paula, who, like other members of the sect, declined to give her full name. I do not understand, she said, how they can do this when they don't have a foresure knowledge that anyone has abused these children. And it's like you were saying a moment ago, Mark. If there was some abuse going on, certainly one of these 138 women would have experienced it. and would care enough to speak out, because they would have the protection they might need at this point, right?
Right. It would seem like they are away from, you know, the compound. Now, certainly there's going to be a certain amount of Stockholm syndrome, but, you know, I'm sure that the stadies there in Texas have said, look, ladies, this is your opportunity. We'll put you up in a shelter. You know, you'll have you'll be safe. You and your kids. You won't have to worry about these people. They can likely give them an assumed name in a different state. They can move them so far away from these people that it'll never be a problem. I'm sure they made some kind of offers to these these folks as far as amnesty and protection. And none of them took it. 130 women, 400 and something kids.
That's right. They've all been asked to leave.
What if?
Forced to leave.
What if? Just I realize this is crazy sect, but what if this was the only one, the only church of this particular sect that didn't abuse kids and didn't rape their girls and didn't kick out young boys? Maybe
possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. Brenda, who is
in America, that's how we do the legal system.
Well, it was. Right. I mean, with evidence and accusations, a real accuser.
That's what
you
we're
can
told.
Identify.
Yeah, that's what we're told that we do these things.
An accuser you can face. Brenda, a 37-year-old mother of two teenage boys, said the women, FLDS women, were threatened with arrest if they resisted the court order. Previously, the women had been told that they could stay with the children until at least Thursday, when a custody hearing is scheduled. She said the state is accusing the people of abuse, blah, blah, blah. Brenda and the others were critical of CPS, saying the agency misled them as to what was happen Monday, weren't told why the children were removed from the compound, and given inaccurate messages about opportunities to meet with attorneys. What's
really,
the state
what
lying?
What a surprise. You know, what this draws up in my mind is that when Russell Cannon got arrested here in Keene, and I happened to be on, present for that, and they lied to you, lied to Lauren, lied to everybody about what they were doing with him and
That's
where
right.
they took him.
And they continued to lie.
Yeah, they just lie.
And obscure.
They as far as they're concerned, it is their, strategic disinformation is something that is completely allowed within the parameters of their job.
One of the FLDS members says, we got to the point where we just said, we cannot believe a word you say. We cannot trust you. And that is pretty much the appropriate position to be taking when it comes to government
that's
people.
That's kind of how I feel with any bureaucrat I'm dealing with.
800-259-9231. It mentions that they have still yet to find the young girl who allegedly made that phone call. And finally, one of the mothers said, it's been all through history. We were just here trying to live a peaceful, happy, sweet life. We don't understand why we can't do this freely. It's because you live in America. Wait a minute. What's wrong with that statement? More coming up at Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal.
and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize with other liberty lovers around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go to the phone calls. Carl in Montreal, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Hey, I had a news article I wanted to share in regards to alternative fuel, and I thought it was interesting. Just wonder why we don't have one of these cars around today. It was
Which cars?
It was a car with a steam engine that could get 2,400 kilometers on about 30 gallons of water. And it was from 1925. The car disappeared around the Great Depression, but it was a Doble. Let me see the guy's name who invented this.
It just worked on water? It didn't have any other fuel?
Yeah, ran on regular water. It was had a steam engine, and this guy perfected the engine where it could even recover all the used steam. It had a condenser in it, like Stanley Motor Company.
I'm no genius about combustion engines and steam engines and all these kind of things, but don't you need something to ignite the water? Water's not really fuel for a steam engine. Steam engines run on coal or wood or something like that. They have to get hot. What's getting it hot?
Well, I'm reading the article here. He said that he started the Doble Steam Motor Company, and he had there was a problem with the steam car, just like you said, a slow startup time and the constant adjustments required to keep the engine running. And he came up with a flash boiler, which was ready to go in about a minute. And he also solved the I'm reading from the paper here, the messy and sometimes dangerous task of lighting the burner by using two electric spark plugs to ignite a gun-type kerosene burner, similar to that in modern furnaces. And
so did it use kerosene, too?
No, no. It was a, I guess it was a burner. Maybe it had some kind of a burner or something. It was
you
similar
have to have something to burn in the burner, like
yeah,
kerosene.
And this heated the tube-filled cylindrical boiler, and it was so efficient that it could get 2,400 kilometers.
So what's this? You know, what's the theory here, Carl? That you know, the gangsters in the car industry came and shut them down is the old story.
Well, basically, it was in the paper yesterday. And I thought I'd share, and it could. I mean, to get that many kilometers on 30 gallons of water, 110 liters of water. And it, I mean, it had 1,000 pound-feet of torque at zero RPM.
I don't know all that stuff. I'm not a car expert. But very interesting. You know, there's certainly some intriguing inventions that allegedly have been shut off from the mainstream. And I don't know, maybe they'll surface someday. Who knows?
It had a picture here. It was in the, probably in the Montreal Gazette website. But the name of the article is Doble Never Gave Up on Steam Car Dream. And I guess he pursued this until his death in 1961.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Carl. We appreciate it.
I can't imagine at all how you know, a steam engine could run on just water.
It couldn't.
They had trains that ran on steam, I know, steam engines.
Yeah, but they burn coal. You have to burn a combustible fuel to heat water into steam. Or you have to use electricity.
You remember the choo-choos that ran on steam, right? They had a guy in the back who's the coal tender, whose job it was to throw coal into the fire there. That fire burns something. Sometimes it burns coal. Sometimes it burns wood. But it needs to burn something. And it doesn't
heat the water.
It doesn't burn water. And so, I mean, yes, there's water involved in a steam engine. Absolutely. And probably about as much water as you're talking about. Certainly.
But you, too, could have a steam-run-out automobile as long as you're ready to shovel some coal into a burner.
There you go.
Thank you for the call tonight, Carl. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it's funny that occasionally we'll get these calls in about the mysterious old cars and the old inventions that were somehow just disappeared by the black cloak cabal conspiracy between the car companies. But now, finally, we are starting to see some legitimate technology come out. The air car is in development right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure the air car is the thing. I'm you know what I'm certain of.
Tesla Motors is behind it though, and they're the real deal.
It's gonna be an electric car. That's what makes sense. Running an electric air pump generator in order to then you know to pump up the tank in a car so that the car can run. That isn't gonna be. I mean, you lose energy every step of the way. So the best way it seems to me is going to be. Batteries, better batteries for cars that spin engine, you know, spin little motors at faster RPMs. I don't know how long it's going to be for Americans, you know, that would want to do that. But you know, I'm willing to. I would be willing to deal with a car that only went 50 miles an hour. I could live with that.
Well, around here in New Hampshire.
Especially around here in New Hampshire.
Battery power probably
most
is...
Most of the tractors we drive don't go much faster.
Yeah, that's true. Battery power, you're probably right that the electric car is the end game. Like, it's the most efficient vehicle you could get. But I think compressed air, it sounds like, from what I was reading about the air car, it's kind of getting to the point where it's feasible.
Well, Mr. Doble's steam-powered car that only runs on water sounds feasible from what you know they said. These people writing the articles don't necessarily know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but I get. I mean, if Tesla's behind it, I'm sure they're not putting out crap that no one's going to buy.
They've actually got real working electric cars
and
on the marketplace.
It sounded, from what they were saying in the article, it's like 4 minutes to refuel this from an air compressor.
You know, so, I believe Tesla's, that the Tesla's this great company when they drive an electric car up here and let me cruise it around the block. Until then, I'm remaining skeptical. The Zap car, they took a little wind out of my steams. If somebody knows about Tesla, wants to get a hold of Tesla and have them get a hold of the show and let me drive one of their cars, fine and dandy. Then I'll sit here and I'll sing to the high heavens about them. But I'm not so sure that they've got an electric car that really works yet. Yes, I know the story about how GM killed the e-car or whatever.
No, I'm pretty sure they actually have electric cars on the marketplace.
Yeah, they do, but they're very expensive at this point.
Right.
If you want one that actually works, it'll get you 50 miles and you'll pay $150,000 for it. They have the technology.
I don't need to go 50 miles. I could get one, you know, one that would go 25
right,
would be plenty for me.
Right, but how many people want to pay $150,000 for an electric car that will only take them 50 miles?
Not very many.
Rich,
it's the very beginning of the market.
Yeah,
segment.
Hollywood liberals, and that's pretty much your market.
Well,
and that's who they sell.
Apparently,
that's
why they're out in California.
Apparently, the Zapcar has a vehicle that'll go like 40 miles an hour, and it'll go like 20 miles on the batteries that it has.
Isn't that the one that doesn't go uphill, though?
Well, it's weak. Yeah, certainly, it's weak. But that's the original set of batteries.
I think
an upgraded set of batteries. That
I don't have the Tesla website in front of me, but as I recall, when we were looking into it before, their claim is like 0 to 60 in a relatively short amount of time. So I imagine their vehicle can actually go up a hill.
Generally, if something's too good to be true, it usually is. And I think that's what a lot of people forget when they hear about, they hear claims in some article online that, there used to be an electric car that could do, 300 miles on a couple double D batteries, and that was it. And, doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Some of these claims, from a science standpoint, how they explain it isn't even logical how they work. So, we have some of that technology out there now. It's just not that affordable and efficient. It's just cheaper to buy a gas car.
They say $100,000 goes 250 miles. That's by Tesla, and it's available for purchase now.
$100,000.
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
It's come down.
That's a lot of money, though.
If you wait a couple of months, it'll be even less, because $100,000 will still be less.
That's true.
We're crashing.
Because of inflation, which actually kind of leads me into another story I have here.
Get it now and finance it.
It's a short one from, Mises, the Ludwig von Mises Institute. We're in the double digits, according to the producer Prince Index. It's out, and it shows a change in intermediate goods in March of 2008 from 12 months ago at a 10.5% increase.
This now, what's an intermediate good?
This follows an 8.8% rate of increase in February and January. So you're looking at double-digit inflation rate here, according to Mises. Don't ask me what an intermediate good is. I'm not the economist, Mark. You should find that out, because now I'm curious. But not good, because that's where sort of things have been up in the 8% range for a little while, and now it's getting a little bit higher. That's not a good thing. You'll find out what the intermediate good things, the intermediate goods are, and we'll explain that to you here in a moment. And you can comment as well at 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. Plus, Nick, you've got information on food prices in America, which
they're
are
way
more
up.
Than 10%.
Yeah, they're way up.
We'll continue. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus, the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel,
We're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. freetalklive.com is the place to go. And the features there are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, then we suggest that you support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It'll cost you $3 a month, and it'll get you access to some special perks, perquisites, like access to our Amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But most importantly, that money is going to a good cause, and that is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations so more people can come across the message of freedom and liberty. And hopefully sooner rather than later. That's kind of the whole point, because it's accelerating the growth of Free Talk Live, and it's making a difference. In fact, just got an agreement in just a moment ago from our existing affiliate in Tupelo, WKNQ. They're going to be starting to take the weeknight show, I think, in about a week's time. So,
All
3 hours, all week long.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's exciting. And a lot of this is because of Free Talk Live's amplifiers getting out there and just throwing the show $3 a month, less than the price of a cup of coffee in some cases. And it makes a big difference for us. Again, you get the bonuses. We get a little bit of cash. It helps us out. Get on more stations. It's a good thing. Amp.freetalklive.com. So producer Prince Index reveals that in March 2008, from 12 months ago, the change in intermediate goods is a 10.5 increase in prices. And, Mark, you had looked up the term intermediate goods. What
does
it mean?
I guess I have heard it before and just didn't know. No economist am I. Steel, like a raw material used in the production of many other goods, such as bicycles. Bicycle would be, you know, the end good. The intermediate good is the steel. Car engines. They go into, you know, obviously steel goes into car engines, but there's several intermediates along the way in a car. Paint, plywood, pipes, tubes, ancillary parts, things like that.
Makes sense.
That you use to make the end product,
the final product
that people buy.
Got it. So we're now apparently in the double digits, at least on inflation in that particular area, or what is maybe evidence of inflation. And that is, of course, inflation is the inflation of the money supply. That's the correct definition of inflation. But some prices are a little bit higher than 10%. And Nick, you've got that story. What's going on there?
Well, namely, I think people have noticed that their food costs are going up and their fuel costs. And notably, food, according to the Washington Post, is up 41% since October 2007. So this wasn't long ago. Six months?
Man, this is going to kill restaurants.
So that's 41% in the United States, and the United Nations has identified 36 crisis countries. These are poor countries like Haiti, I think Nigeria, many poorer countries around the world that were already on the edge of people being able to feed themselves are now, they're unable to do it on the budget on. I mean, in Haiti, people are living on $1 to $2 a day on average, and rice pretty much doubled from the reporting I've heard.
Yeah.
It went from like 40 cents for a good-sized container of rice to something like 80 cents.
Wow.
And when you're on a buck or two a day...
I heard 30 cents to 80 cents.
Oh, yeah, I don't... Well, it's possible it went up even more. I don't know.
NPR I was listening to it on. Yeah, they're eating biscuits made of dirt now in Haiti. Not entirely of dirt, but
wow.
They add dirt.
So as a filler.
Well, there's minerals in it, right? Except in Haiti.
Yes.
And basically in Haiti, most of the topsoil's gone, so...
Wow.
That's not that uncommon. In very poor countries, I mean, people will eat basically filler, tree bark, dirt, mm-hmm. anything that will make your stomach fill up a little bit because you're just so hungry. And thankfully, in the United States, we don't spend as much of our budget on food, but the amount that we have to spend is growing. I mean, I noticed it when I go to the store. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I don't buy the expensive prepackaged foods. I just buy pretty much, you know, pasta, bread, meat, milk. Those are the main things I buy. And they're going up at quite a good clip. And so 41% since in the last basically 6 months, that's an incredible amount of inflation. And when you think about what lower and middle class families are spending their money on, it's mostly housing, food, and fuel. And food and fuel have gone through the roof.
And taxes, but yes.
Yeah, but largely, you know, the things you need to get by day to day are getting...
And one thing you won't see... is the government saying, you know,
slash
we
the
see
taxes.
That there's a huge burden on Americans. They're liable to cap the cost of fuel or cap the cost of that you can get for, you know, a gallon of milk. But they will never say, we're going to cut taxes so you have some more money, citizen.
They'll never say that. It's not very likely. Some people are calling for a suspension of the gas tax for the summer driving season because...
I'm for that.
Well, yeah, I guess I am too, but... If you're still going to have government roads, it just means the government takes a $10 billion hit, and where are they going to make that up? They're either going to print it or borrow it and cause more inflation and drive the dollar further into inflation. So it's kind of a cycle that feeds on itself. Once the government starts trying to bail out price increases, they're the result of the government's own policy with the money. There's no easy way out of it.
I don't know. Stop the gasoline tax. Let us. We'll figure out something for the roads.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I was actually reading a radio industry newsletter the other day, and I noticed an interesting quote. This from a retailer that the consultant who writes this newsletter works with, who owns four big footprint pet supply stores. His quote, "I can't make signs fast enough." What does that mean? Well, he's a barometer of how rising gas prices ripple through the economy and other prices as well, inflated prices. After all, product has to move around at every stage of the manufacturing, distributing, retail process. He tells me that before he can update price signs throughout his stores, suppliers call with yet another increase. Hmm. So it's an anecdote. It's one man's example from one businessman in the pet supply business. But he's saying this is pretty much unheard of. That he's never had this level of price increases in his history of doing business. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. 800-259-9231.
Dollar's crapping.
All right, we continue with your phone calls and go to Scott in Winnipeg on the AMP line. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had an amusing story coming out of my area today. A car pulled over, guy busted with 9,000 joints, right? Nothing unusual about that, right?
He rolled 9,000 joints?
9,000 joints, yeah.
9,000 rolled joints, okay.
But the other part is that Health Canada today said they're looking for a new supplier for their medical marijuana. So I think these people should hook up.
Ba-doom.
And that'll, you know, solve a problem.
That's cute. That's good. I like it.
So the guy got pulled over in Canada for having 9,000 joints, but Canada has legalized marijuana?
Sort of.
We have medicinal marijuana through authorized growers.
I see.
And right now they want companies to bid to be their authorized grower.
Because the government can't grow its own weed, as I recall. They actually tried, and the weed that they turned out was just worse than ditch weed. It was just awful.
That's what they said, yes.
Yep.
So now they're opening up the biz, so maybe some U.S. company can come up here and supply us our marijuana.
No, I think that would be a lovely thing. Anything else going on, Scott?
That's it.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. I haven't heard other, you know, I haven't heard good things recently out of Canada because I guess they elected some of the Conservative Party there, and they're trying to restart the war on marijuana and recriminalize marijuana and shut down the medicinal program, which is all, you know, what we've seen happens here in America. In Alaska, the Alaskan state government has for years been trying to recriminalize home possession of marijuana, which is legal there. You can have something like
4 ounces.
Yeah, a lot.
Quarter pound. Yeah, that's a lot.
But. You can have a lot of marijuana in your home completely legally, and the government people hate it, and they've been fighting tooth and nail ever since the day that was legalized to make it illegal again. It's a never-ending battle with these people.
Of course, when the conservatives, so-called, get in power, it's not things like, in Canada, getting rid of, or at least opening up a private market in healthcare. That's not what they focus on. It's things like marijuana laws. They just want more control. They say they're about limited government and more control.
Sure, they talk about these things. They talk about all the fiscally conservative stuff as though that's really what they're about, and they're not.
No.
They're a bunch of moralists that think they know better how to live your life in the same way that the Democrats or the liberals are. You know, they think they know how you should donate your money to the poor people, so they're going to make you do it. And the conservatives think they know what you should put in your body and how, you know, what kind of vice crimes are the right ones to have. And they're just all so, you know, a bunch of hypocrites.
Oh, same way with the liberals. I mean, the liberals will get in charge, and they won't get rid of, say, drug laws, or at least relax them. They'll focus on tightening gun laws.
Hillary's calling for a ban on video games, or at least a ban on violence.
Yeah,
I mean, even they are kind of moralists nowadays.
So no matter which side of the spectrum you're electing, you're generally electing somebody who's going to increase the size of government and restrict the amount of freedom you have, regardless of what they talk about. They're not going to necessarily talk about the programs that are going to restrict your freedom more, because they aren't necessarily as popular, but that's what they're going to end up focusing on when they're in office.
I think what you see is that they talk about, you know, the Democrats might talk about personal freedom and the Republicans might talk about economic freedom, but when it all washes out, what you really get is total personal and economic control from both sides, total authoritarianism in the results. So 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Can we make the world a billion times better? One man says yes. We'll talk about that and take your calls about anything. Coming up in hour number two, this is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!